Hello, my love, and gratitude. Of all the relationships that we have and that we curate, the ones that we have with ourselves are the most important. For we make ourselves vessels for the love that we seek to receive and wish to receive by first pouring that love infinitely into ourselves. Your loneliness is a sure sign of the voids that you have yet to fill in your own heart. It is no one's job to fill these voids, to complete you, or to make you feel whole and complete or good about yourself. And honestly, no one ever will. This is your duty and your greatest responsibility to be and to feel so complete in your own loving vibrations that you do not seek the company and the love of others to make you feel good about yourself, whether it be emotionally, mentally, or physically. Relationships are, don't get me wrong, relationships are and can be a very beautiful and enjoyable experience. Given that both individuals feel complete and adequate within themselves and do not seek validation from their partner for who they are and the love that they exude. But how do you know what you deserve or even know what you want if you haven't first endeavored to give that love to yourself? You must ask yourself, would you accept yourself as you are and love you unconditionally at this moment? How comfortable are you with your love that you feel it would be adequate for another? You must know that you are enough. You must know that you are enough, or else you will continue to seek proof and validation from others. And this is a very dangerous game, a very dangerous game. So let no one or no thing distract you from learning to love you. If you have yet to become acquainted with your own love, now is the time. Now is the time. To know what you deserve, you must know what you are worthy of. Else you will go on accepting and settling for any and everything that lends you its attention. Domestic relationships and conjugal love are truly about 5% of life, leaving another 95% of uncharted beauty and love that life has to offer. You must understand that a person can only give you so much. A person can only give you as much as they have discovered within themselves. They can only share that with you. But life in itself is infinitely giving, infinitely loving. It has no limits to the love that it can give you and show you, and the beauty that it can give you and show you. To the extent that you have given yourself to life and explored life in its many aspects and have explored yourself and given yourself to yourself and understanding how magnificent your being is and how vast and how infinitely mesmerizing you are, there is so much that you do not know about yourself. Things that can take a lifetime of unfolding to know and to understand, but it is not a lifetime of mundaneness and feeling like you are sacrificing yourself and sacrificing the enjoyment out of life and sucking all the happiness out of life. It is truly a pleasurable experience. It is truly a fulfilling experience to know who you are, to love who you are, to unfold daily, and to learn something that is truly beautiful about yourself every day, and to grow in that beauty, and to grow in that unfolding every day. But you just have to be willing to know your love more than you are seeking to know the love of another. more than you are seeking to know the love of another. Like I said, relationships are about 5% of life. There's another 95% of life that you have yet to discover about yourself and who you are. And that is why you are seeking a relationship, in essence. But you must be willing to explore yourself and find within a love that is self-sufficient, self-sustaining, and self-replenishing. You must become and be the source of your love and depend on no one to pour into you. And that is how you discover that sacred love within and allow that love to guide you to someone who is both appreciative and receptive of that love that you have to share, because receptivity is important as well. The vessel must be adequate. Cannot attempt to pour the ocean in a cup. It is insufficient to hold its vastness. And the same is with love. It requires a person to be adequate enough to receive that love and be receptive of that love. But once you discover this sacred love, your desire to be loved and feel loved will be no more, honestly. Because you will come to understand that love does not seek. Love is. It is free. And it gives freely, seeking nothing in return. You must grow with and within yourself to unlock this mystical and magnificent love. It is truly divine, and it is truly yours. If you seek to know your own love, before you seek to know and become acquainted with the love of another, you must know your love. But I send you love, and I send you peace, and I send you understanding in your journey toward discovering that sacred love within. My peace, my love, my gratitude, love.